Wagwan Bumbaclats. How y'all doing? Welcome to Black Seinfeld. It's a show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche.
And I go by Bashanissa.
And we just want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to this show of intellectual ignorance.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of this show, y'all, is for y'all to learn something and then learn nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But hopefully you learn more stuff than what you don't learn.
And a newer, younger, smoother perspective.
Hey, man, you heard me on top of the hour, though? That was lit, bruh.
It's early for this.
I mean, yeah, I'm on one today. I'm hype. You sound tired.
Yeah.
And you didn't get enough sleep.
No, I'm good. I got enough sleep. It's just a early morning. I had to wake up a little, you know?
It's going
to take me some time to charge up. Usually, I'm taking a two-hour train ride from Queens. And by the end of that two-hour train ride, I'm pretty awake. So, okay. Yeah, it's different when you take the Uber.
Oh, that's right. Why do you take Uber?
Because it's cheaper than Lyft.
Why don't you just walk like a normal person?
Fools walk in the rain.
It's not even raining, it's drizzling.
Yeah, I don't have an umbrella.
That's your fault.
I didn't really plan for today, so
let's get into Bashan,
I apologize.
Man. Let's get into, because Bashan has been in his bag lately. Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to address this, Bashan. You've been in your bag lately, man.
So everybody here feels like I'm being aggravated or I'm agitated all the time, which isn't necessarily true.
Easily.
I just have opinions, and it's early morning, and I like to make fun of the people here.
Why?
Because it's funny, and that's the type of person I am. I've always done that. It's just now, you know, intern Mike, you're not here right now, but he called me out.
That's
and
right.
And Gio is always in my back. Like,
you don't announce my government on this show, sir.
Okay, the psycho, Psyche, right here, was that's like, right. Hey, you're always in your bag. But
you
like,
on your bag.
I've always been in my bag then.
No,
I've
you haven't.
Always, since day one of my life, I've always been in my bag then.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
It's just gotten worse now.
Well, I'm an adult now. I have responsibilities and bills. I'm trying to save. I paid my taxes this year, okay?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the tax man took a little too much of my check. So
I feel you. Because you coming up in the world, man. You making that shmoney.
I'm okay.
That's why.
I'm okay.
See, there you go. That's humble. That's the Bashan I like to see. I like to see the
I'm not humble.
Bashan.
I just have nothing to brag about. I
yeah,
wish I could
do.
Brag about.
Can't you have a lot to brag about.
I'm going to save up money to buy a nice two-piece gold grill on the edges like Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther.
And that's the ignorance, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's
of
the vanity.
Black Seinfeld.
I like that stuff. What's going on with you, Gio?
Life? I mean, nothing really.
The hustling?
The hustling, man. I mean, Black Seinfeld, we finally on Spotify.
Oh.
That's a thing.
So for all you Spotify users, that's either paying either for free, $5 a month on college discount.
I still got that college discount.
Or $10 a month.
I still got that college discount.
Yo, just type in Black Seinfeld, and it's as organized as any other podcast caster. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the same way how you can subscribe on iTunes and all that and Stitcher, just hit the follow button and every episode will be uploaded to you.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, if you also want to be more involved in our Black Seinfeld lifestyle, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Black Seinfeld NY.
Black Seinfeld lifestyle?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do this summer. We're trying to change up the game. We're
that
trying to make
corny.
It a culture.
It. I mean,
that's how it is when
we
you,
are culture.
When you're trying to be part of a brand, you become part of the lifestyle. You know what I mean?
What the hell are they teaching you over there, man? What? The Black Seinfeld lifestyle?
That's how it is because we're trying to get more listeners to contribute to the show. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to. And this is the part of the show where we ask you all to contribute to the show. If you like what we're doing here, if you like this intellectual ignorance, if you like the fact that we don't come on here and talk about, I don't know, politics all the time.
World ending tomorrow.
You know, the world's ending tomorrow, how effed up the world is. Man, we appreciate it. And you can donate to us. You can donate to the WBAI station.
And listen to their shows to talk about that.
Absolutely. You can listen to them do
their
that.
Their facts are always on point.
That is true.
We get our facts from them sometimes.
That is true. So if you want to become a BAI buddy, it's real easy. All you got to do is just text the letters WBAI to the number 41444. That is 41444. And Mike, you just missed it because I called out Bastion on his bag.
Not that serious, bro.
But yeah, 41444 is the number. And text the letters WBAI to that number, 41444. And you could donate as little as $5, man. I know some of y'all broke. I'm broke, too. So do that. Help us.
Broke gang out here.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. How is the Black Seinfeld audience doing? And how are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Thanks for showing up. We just called out Bastion. Oh, I called out Bastion for being in this bag.
He's always in his bag. Yeah. He's always in his bag of tricks. Always doing it in his bag, man.
I feel you.
Yeah. No. I'm not in my bag.
Okay.
It's early morning. Talk to me at 2 p.m. with that same energy, man.
Oh, that's a good question. I never talked to you at that time, so I don't know. Exactly. But when I see you always in your bag, I'm like, sheesh.
Yep.
It's Wednesday. First day off. I'm here working. Right?
All right, fair enough. Hey, Mike, we just tell the people that we're on Spotify now. It's a big thing.
Lit. Super lit. Spotify is the wave.
It is the wave. It's I think we had many episodes talking about streaming, and yeah. You, as you said this morning, it's number one, right?
Spotify is definitely number one, next to Apple, and then Tidal is number three. So shout out to
And I'm
Spotify.
A Google Play user.
Yeah, because you just gotta be different.
I just wanna connect to the Google Home easily.
That's all right. That's fine.
How much is Google Play, Film Mommy Action?
It's the same amount as everything else.
$10?
Do they got the college discount?
I don't know about that, but I do a family plan for me and my little brother, so I pay the $15 a month.
Because I know Apple Music, when you use your college discount, it's $4.99. That's why I use Apple Music.
Yeah, that's what I did, too, when I initially started. Then I want my little brother to use it, and it's like, nah. And there's some discount for family. So, like, oh, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I still use that Spotify college.
I use that Apple college.
Hey, man.
Shout out to
them. How you get it, man. But what should we get into first? Y'all want to talk about the NBA playoffs? Y'all want to talk about how?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. First off,
wait. Before we start, who do you want to win the championship?
Well,
the Knicks. Well, yeah. Seriously.
Well, they got swept, so whatever.
Swept, man.
The Knicks ain't getting nowhere.
Tank.
So shouts out to you, Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, you wanted Portland to win?
Of course I did. I love Damian Lillard.
Oh, I love Dame Dollar too. But
I know they weren't gonna win. I feel like the Rockets.
Not enough.
They still gotta play the Warriors.
Not enough gym time. Too much studio time, and they got swept.
No,
by Anthony Davis and them.
Because Dame always got double teamed. Man, they got him on lock.
Not enough gym time. Too much studio time.
He's the best in the league. All right,
dude, spinning balls.
Rapper.
Now, if you would have said Amon Shumpert, I would agree with you, but Damian Lillard is in his bag all the time on that court. It's one thing that he always gives people the business. But
I think
Drew Holiday.
Shout out to Drew Holiday.
Locked him up.
Yep. Shout out to Rajay Rondo. He's always in his bag.
Yep. In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Because he has something to fight for now.
And he's been great, in my opinion. Like he constantly helps them out during their, like, in the last game.
Yeah.
I think their Portland was coming up because it was like a 20-point lead.
Yeah.
So they brought back Rondo in the game so they could just make sure it's 20-point lead.
Murphy.
Facts.
So
to be honest, I really think the Rockets have what it takes to win it all this year. I really do.
All right.
I really do.
Me too.
Basically, whoever wins the West is going to win the championship.
Mm.
You think so?
Definitely.
How you feeling about Bron, man?
He needs help. He needs Kevin Love to step up. He needs Jordan Clarkson to step up. He needs his whole team to step up.
Absolutely.
Because Bron is going to do what Bron does.
Absolutely.
And Lance Stevenson is going to do what Lance Stevenson does.
Yo, Lance
Shout
Stevenson
out to Brooklyn.
Has been hilarious.
And
have
he's
you,
done it well.
This?
Of course, I've watched the game where LeBron got the technical foul because Lance Stevenson kind of, you know.
He's just blocked. Trolling him.
But he trolled him, and it worked. Like, he wasn't supposed to buzz, and he did budge. So
Lance Stevenson was LeBron in heavily.
LeBron will learn from this mistake, and it won't never happen again. If anything, I wish they didn't I wish like Stevenson didn't do that to LeBron because he got so angry, went full force. So he went layup after layup, shooting three-pointers. Like, you got the king angry. Now he's going to destroy your land. And that's basically what they did.
I like that. I like that analogy. I like that analogy.
That's what happened.
But Lance Stevenson also said, like, it's a sign of weakness that LeBron reacted. Because he's never reacted to him. So, like, he said, that's a sign of weakness. I'm under his skin.
That's good.
But I got to rock with Lance Stevenson because he's from Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
Number one in the hood, G.
Facts. I have to rock with him.
I want to give it up to the Pacers as well, man, because a lot of people thought when PG-13 left, you know, oh, where does that leave Indiana? But, hey, man, they've really been stepping up. They've really been stepping up, and I'm impressed. And as of late,
because OKC, they got Oladipo. See, they traded the right person.
The most improved person in the NBA, I might add, too.
Because, I'm a big Oladipo fan when he got to Orlando Magic, right? And I thought he did great. He did have a down season. So they kind of traded him to OKC, and he was not going to grow. But that was the same year Kevin Durant left. Mm. And he's under Westbrook. He's not going to grow.
Nobody grows under Westbrook.
Nobody grows.
He's going to get into OKC as well, but go on.
Under Westbrook. So now he was traded for PG-13, and now he has room to do what he needs to do.
Very dominant.
And he also got Lance Stevenson back, and I think it just works out really well.
And he definitely deserves that most improved player for this season.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you, because we did bring up Westbrook. As a Knicks fan, are you a fan of Melo?
Yes, I am a fan of Hoodie Melo.
How do you feel about Melo's decline in play as of recent?
It's okay. This is what someone told me recently, which I agree. You can't have three ISO players on the court at the same time. Nothing will get done ever. You understand? And only one of them will be really good during that game. So you have PG-13. Like, who also ISO? You got Melo who ISOs, and you have Westbrook who ISOs. And you got to give them all of them space. Once they get the ball, it's automatically ISO. And like, no, you have to run plays. So during that transition, it just doesn't work for Carmelo in this one. It will work, from PG-13, Westbrook, and Carmelo will get it last. That means, like, it just didn't work out for him. So his random shoot threes and always getting bricks, like
I feel they're not putting him in the right position. Melo's never been like a spot up shooter in his career, and like that's what he's doing now, and that's not his game. And then two things, like you said, three ISO players. Mm-hmm. The difference between the Warriors and OKC is that Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson can knock down threes. They're spot up. They can spot up shoot. So like they can just have two primary ball handlers, and Klay can just stay in the corner. OKC's problem is Westbrook got to dribble, dribble, dribble to score. Melo has to dribble, dribble, dribble to score. And PG has to do that. That's why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
In my opinion, in regards to Melo, is the fact that Melo's been used to having it be Melo's team, in my opinion.
Melo ball.
Melo ball, exactly. It's always been about Melo. So now when you have someone like a Westbrook who's been dominating by himself, he has to take the back burner, and he doesn't know when to, like, give up the ball sometimes, in my opinion. When I said, yo, Melo's not the same Melo anymore, and y'all need to bench him, people were laughing me out the room. But now, do y'all see what I'm talking about? This isn't the same Melo. This is not Melo anymore.
I kind of agree with you, but you got to be put in right situations to score the basketball. He has to be put in the right situations, and the coach isn't putting him in the right situations. All three of them together is not going to work. One of those guys have to come with the bench, and it's going to be Melo.
It has to be Melo because one, he's older. It's not sorry.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's 34. And, he turns 34.
Two, he's next one. He's not as dominant as he once was.
And
anymore.
Three,
you
don't want to play all three ISO players at the same time.
Exactly.
I don't believe that. You play two of them at the same time. Like in my opinion, it's be Russell, Melo, Russell, PG, and that worked perfectly.
Yeah, it was working perfectly in game one when they let Melo play the whole second quarter and he was scoring and stuff like that. He could be the primary like ball handler and he get his buckets.
Secondary. He got to be secondary.
Yeah. He could be like the sixth man of the year. He could be like Jamal Crawford.
He could have been like Lamar Odom.
Lou Williams. Like,
exactly. What's so wrong about that?
What, pride.
There's nothing wrong about reinventing your career. Where? Because obviously this isn't working.
No.
Where would y'all like to see Melo end up? Has to be in the bench. I don't care.
Back in Denver. They can use him. Because Denver, the reason why Denver Nuggets didn't make the playoffs this season is because they didn't have like a scorer. It's like team ball. So like when it was crunch time, they needed somebody to like take over the game. They
didn't have that person. Team again. I don't want that.
He left for
but it's perfect for him though. He's in a situation where he can score. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not in a situation where he can score.
If he goes back to Denver,
I don't want him to be a scorer. No, I don't want Melo. I want Melo for the wisdom. I want Melo. I want him to play the third, man. Just be the third. I don't want him to be my primary scorer.
So you don't want him to leave then?
No, I do want him to leave, but he's not used to just playing a side role. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if Melo goes somewhere, put him in the bench, and when he comes off the bench, let him cook a little bit. That's all I want. All
right.
Because if we give him up to if they give him up to Denver, we're going to get the same Melo that you saw in the Knicks. And y'all don't want that.
But
that's all I'm saying.
But he has $28 million. I don't think he's going to leave OKC.
I mean,
$28 million. Right. I don't think he's leaving OKC.
You're right.
Next year.
It's just a hypothetical. What about you, Bash? Any team you would want to see Melo?
No, not really. Those things are very difficult. I didn't even want to see him in OKC.
Me neither, to be honest.
So it's like, whatever. Like when Paul George went there, it's like, cool.
Yeah,
it works.
I thought he was going to. There was a rumor he was going to be in the Lakers.
I'd rather Paul George be in the Lakers, but not right now.
This summer. He's a free agent.
He's a free agent this summer?
I don't know what Lakers wants to do. Lakers has a lot of money.
They do.
Lakers are going to give
Lakers
him,
always going to have a lot
The Lakers
of money.
Are going to offer him 5 years, $250 million. So he might be.
How do you know this?
But that's the max contract.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the max contract that they can offer because they got enough money to get two. So they can get him and LeBron. That's the Lakers' plan, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's talk. Yeah, let's have this LeBron James discussion because, again, the where's LeBron going to be headed to season is upon us.
This is what I like to tell people. This is a very, very long movie. It started from high school LeBron, junior high school LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that movie? Got a Game, I think that's what it's called.
I remember.
The Drake song was Fabul was on.
Yeah, that's the only more reason
than
why
game.
I remember.
It was called More Than a Game.
This more is than the game.
The only reason why I remember.
So, like I tell people, LeBron's life is just a very long movie, right? Him going to Cavs, him doing his best, losing in the finals, leaving to Miami, winning.
Back to back.
Losing,
yeah.
Going back home, lost the first year, came
won,
back,
then lost.
Now this year, definitely gonna lose. But
yeah, they losing, bro.
But in they order for the story to make sense, he has to stay and retire in Cleveland.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think LeBron is gonna be going anywhere again.
He's
because
not
because he learned what happened the first time.
You know what?
He became the most loved person in Cleveland to the most hated instantly.
You know what? Like, hot take. He should retire.
No,
for
that's not
one him. Whole season.
I
and
think
come back stronger than ever.
Okay.
No, okay, why do you say once, this? I want to hear this hot
because,
take. Why?
Because first of all, he needs to get away from everything. He needs to like, you know how the coach went back. He left the team for like 2 weeks just to watch from the sideline to see how to kind of work the players. He needs to understand the league again because he was dominating the league for a long time. Then Golden State Warriors magically happened and everything changed for the NBA. You know, like everybody said, it's LeBron James. All this happened because he went to Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and David Stern. At the time, the commissioner?
Yes.
At the time, allowed that to happen, but he didn't allow CP3 going to Lakers.
It was money, that's why.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
It didn't match.
Nonsense. Anyways, on nonsense. BS.
Like Seinfeld. Lakers,
anyways, LeBron James needs to take a step back so the league could kind of rebalance itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we play basketball in a world without LeBron? Then LeBron won, and then they'll forget. then LeBron will come back and dominate again. You know what I mean? That's it.
What similar? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, go on. Because what I'm thinking of was remember when Jordan retired the first time after his father's death, and then Hakeem Olajuwon became one of the baddest mother effers on the planet.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yo, I'm back." And of course, Michael became hated again, and he dominated again. Is that what you want from LeBron? I'm not saying like his dad has to be murdered.
I'm not
saying that at all. But you just want him to like take a break.
Yeah, yeah. And because like I said, it's like people know how to play LeBron now. They know how to play his team. They know how to overwork him. He has the most minutes this season. I mean this postseason. You know? I think he had 20 minutes on the bench in total these past four games. Mm. You know what I mean? He's overworked. He's 32. You know?
33?
He's 33. He's overworked.
Is there a high probability that first round the Cavs might be gone?
I think so.
Mm. No. Indiana had their chance on Sunday. They had their chance. It's over.
You think so?
It's over. Indiana had their chance.
He's not wrong.
They had their chance.
I want them to be knocked out, but he's right. Indiana had their chance. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that technical foul turned LeBron like from 50 to 110, and the whole game was washed.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's LeBron talk.
Just one more question about LeBron bashing Giovanni. You know how Michael Jordan left to play baseball?
Yeah.
So what if LeBron leaves and goes play football?
Yeah, it has to be football.
He goes to play for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And he wins?
Hey, what if LeBron wins the Super Bowl?
And that documentary.
Bruh. LeBron will be Batman. He's Batman forever. Like he's Batman.
He will need like 10 statues in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know.
The city after him.
Yeah.
Just call LeBron. That's it. Jamestown. Something.
It's like Dwayne Wade. They named Miami Dade County, Miami Wade County.
See?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Jamestown would be cool.
Jamestown. Come on, there's like a million Jamestown in the world. You don't need that.
LeBronville.
No, LeBron James. Money Bank Town. There you go. Because he owns the whole town.
Okay, moving on. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't.
And Rookie of the Year has to go to Donovan Mitchell.
No.
It has to go to Donovan Mitchell.
No, that
he's from New York. Though. No, got to rep for him. He's from New York.
I don't care.
Who do you want to go to?
It already went to Ben Simmons.
It already did?
Yes.
Oh.
Did it? Yes.
Since when? They never announced it.
It's going to Ben Simmons.
They announced that.
It's going to Ben Simmons. I'm sorry.
Inter Mike will now Google research this. They didn't announce any.
Yeah, go and ask Alexa whatever.
Google.
Sorry, whatever. It's going to go to Ben Simmons. Right. I mean, those are the two.
He's not a rookie. Yeah, they should give it to both of them, honestly, in my opinion.
No, got to give it to one.
Yeah, sorry. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Because Donovan Mitchell, who's around him that's nice? Like that.
Yeah, like Donovan. Look at Donovan Mitchell's team and look at Ben Simmons' team.
Ben Simmons' team is stacked.
But that was organic, all right?
Organic?
It was organic.
Yeah, I go from Philly tank for like 5 years just to get that team.
There you go.
Exactly.
They need to do an FBI investigation or CIA investigation because it might involve something overseas.
How long did the Warriors tank until the Warriors became the Warriors?
They didn't tank.
Never tanked.
Yes, they have.
Steph Curry was just injured.
No, I'm talking about overall. How long did the Warriors tank?
We're talking about they had a great season with Baron Davis.
Yeah, they went to the playoffs in 2007.
Yeah. Nah, if anything, they tanked for 2 years. It's not bad. Not as bad as 5 years.
Yeah,
five years
Philly terrible. Really tanked for like 5 years.
Nah. Same way Detroit was tanking since they lost their... All their franchise players.
I don't think they was taken. I think they was just bad.
They're just bad. Yeah. Shout out to Joe Dumars.
I forgot the Pistons are even a thing. Remember when they won like back-to-back in like 2003 and 2004, I believe?
Yeah.
They went to the finals back-to-back, but they won in 2004.
They beat
the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was back-to-back.
That's when they had the top five. Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Sheed Wallace.
Tayshaun Prince. Rick Hamilton.
Yeah, man, with the face mask and the braids.
Dang, that was so long ago.
14 years ago.
Word.
Now most of them are commentators on NBA TV.
Hey, true.
That's where the paycheck comes from.
You're right. And that was NBA talk. Got like 5 minutes left until half hour. Real quick, man, just want to tell y'all, that, you know, this week is going to be a great week, especially Friday. It's going to be the release, 10 years in the making, man. The Avengers, Infinity War, part one, I might add. Part one.
It's still part one?
It's still part one. Next year is going to be part two.
Long. It's too long for me. The movie's going to be 2 hours and 40 minutes. So.
Hey, man, and Bash and I, we are going. It's going to be lit. We got that IMAX.
IMAX.
3D.
3D.
Recliner seats.
Recliner seats.
Oh, my God. Wait. Friday is going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm wearing my Black Panther shirt.
Which movie theater y'all going to?
Nah, I ain't giving all that. I don't want to.
Got you.
Chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Dang, you really just had to do that? Like, bruh. Like,
secret safe for me.
Oh, all right. Cool.
I'm going to tweet it out. Meet us here next to the Popcorn Station fan.
Hey, man. That would be cool, Sam. Though. Having like a meet and greet or something, or like a Black Seinfeld live show.
You can see Gio. Oh, you're that'd shorter than I thought.
I'm taller than you.
I know.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Hot takes right here.
What is he talking about?
I experienced that before.
When I
met some famous people. I was like, you're short.
Like who?
Havoc from Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
I met him. He came into
I can believe that.
He was in the source. He came in. I was like, he's short. I was like, wow.
Khaled seems pretty short.
He is short.
Into him leaving work.
He's cool.
When I used to work in Columbus Circle. Mm. He's hopping out the hotel with his wife.
Like, he was at, when I met him, he was at Puffy Studio that was next door to the source. So, like, mm-hmm. He just came in and just said what up to everybody. So, that was cool.
Cool.
Wait, Puff Studio is next to the Source Magazine?
Well, the Source Magazine used to be on 44th between 8th and 9th.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy's House, that's Puffy Studio.
Pause. Don't.
That's what it's called.
Hey, yo, what?
It's called Daddy's House.
What? Hey, yo. Wow.
Keep it going. Yeah, keep it going.
Nah, bro. Nah, I ain't letting you slide on that one. Never say Daddy's House, bro. Nah, bro.
That's the name of it. Yeah,
that
yeah,
is pause.
Yeah, I take that L.
That is
L.
Pause. No, wow. Pause. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
Wow.
No. No.
So, like, next door. So people just come in and just say what up to people. So, that was cool.
Yeah.
That's to be the name of this episode, of Daddy's House.
So, before we go to the song of the week, what's your thoughts on brand loyalty versus brand preference?
What do you mean?
As in, okay, remember how I'm a big supporter of Adidas?
Yeah.
Adidas. I'm deciding that I think it's time for me to buy some nice Nikes.
Facts.
Okay.
So.
It's all with me. Bruh, I never care about that.
Yeah.
That's just, you're more of the brand guy. I really don't care.
There's a difference between brand loyalty and brand preference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Yeah, I agree with you, because brand preference is like, okay, I prefer just to wear Nikes. That's just my style. Brand loyalty is like,
those Nikes
is hard, but I'm with Adidas, man. I can't rock with them.
It's
but,
like I got signed by them or something.
Yeah, I agree with Giovanni, though. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't really care about that.
All of them is the same.
Nah, it's not that. It's just, if I like it, I rock it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't care. You asking the wrong person about this one, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're still wearing the same leather jacket from 3 years ago.
Absolutely. Because hey. I don't care. I have the same shirt on from 4 years ago.
Yeah, I definitely seen you in that. Yeah,
absolutely.
You should wear that shirt. It's all like, what is it?
It's just black and it has all the DC heroes and villains on it.
Okay. I was going to say wear it to Avengers, but my fault.
Absolutely not. I will not be supporting DC in my Marvel movies.
Oh, because brand loyalty? Because you're loyal to Marvel?
No, it's because they're just
because you're awesome. Loyal to Marvel.
No, because I go see the DC movies.
You saw Justice League?
Hell no.
Because you're loyal to Marvel.
No, because
you
DC
saw Black
movies
Panther?
Suck. Absolutely.
You saw Thor 3?
Yes, I have.
That means you're loyal to Marvel.
But guess what, though?
It's preference.
It's better than the DC movies.
Loyalty, because if you were preference, that means you would watch every movie.
No, I watch movies that are good. I don't want to watch bad DC movies.
than because you're loyal.
No, I'm not.
It's a his is preference because DC movies are pretty bad.
Thank you.
He doesn't want to be disappointed.
You don't even watch DC movies.
He doesn't want to be disappointed.
Because it's a preference.
Shut up.
There's a loyalty for you. I don't even like superhero movies. I'm tired of them, but I'm going to watch it all.
Nah, forget that. I'm going to invite Mike then. Nah, don't come in, Bash. That's how you really feel.
I already gave you the money for it.
See, this is what I mean by in his bag. This is what I mean. This is what we talk about.
Deep in it.
So it's
in his bag.
We're halfway through the show.
That is what the name of this show is going to be called.
We're halfway
on Spotify.
We're halfway through the show, and we're going to play the song of the week. Hey Gio, what's the song of the week?
Song of the week, man. This is a great track coming from a great New York duo and a great album, I might add, that came out this year in February. MGMT. This is Little Dark Age, off of the album Little Dark Age.
We'll be right back
with Black Seinfeld.
Bridge.
And that was MGMT, Little Dark Age, off of the album Little Dark Age. Welcome back to Black Seinfeld, ladies and gentlemen. Show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Intellectual ignorance at its finest.
Out here.
I'm here. Bastion's here. Mike's here. Yeah, we didn't have any guests this week, man. This is... It's a change of pace. I like this. I miss this.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of interviews recently, which
don't
is great.
Wrong, yeah. Shouts out to the guests, but
we need more nothing sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, because there's a lot that's been going on. There's a lot of been. There's been a lot of good music.
A lot of great music,
like this album for one that came out in February.
Before we get there, I don't want to talk about Mr. West, but he no. But we are going to discuss.
How dare you?
But we are going to discuss how. How the albums that he put on his Twitter are going to come out with Pusha T on May 25th. What?
No, talk. Go on.
Pusha T on May 25th.
Okay.
Then you have his album on June 1st. Kid Cudi, Kanye West album June 8th. And Nas album on June 15th.
There you go.
And Teyana Taylor on June 22nd. Mm-hmm. You know. We're just going to leave that in open air because I don't want to talk about it. Because first of all, me being a fan, I doubt those are the proper timelines. I bet most of them will be pushed back. But it'll be very interesting if all of them were as consistent as a TV show.
And also, in the month of June, we have the return of Aubrey.
Oh, yeah. Drake.
With a scorpion.
And he what's the new song he did with the Lauryn Hill sample?
Oh,
I'm obsessed with that song.
It's a good song.
It's an amazing song.
Hey, man, Drake.
It's very fitting for the time.
You know what? I'm going to have a hot take. Nice for What is a great track.
Nice for What, yeah.
God's Plan is a great track and all, but this is just my little hot take.
Okay.
Yeah, some of y'all may know my stance on Drake albums. You know, he comes out with great singles, and then the albums to me is whack.
Oh, yeah.
Or just subpar, or just meh. So I think this Scorpion record is, the Scorpion album might just be meh again.
Okay.
It just might be. That's how I feel, because, you know, Drake wants to come up with some hot records, and then when you listen to the album, all he wants to do is sing. And, you know, I'm not a Drake fan when he sings. I do not like it. I think it's the worst thing ever. But when he raps and he creates hits like Lice for What and God's Plan, I think he could be one of the best. That's just me.
I agree. And also?
Oh, Lil B's releasing 30 of his old mixtapes on Spotify today.
Fire.
What?
Fire. Yes.
The Bass God is doing what?
Releasing 30 of his old mixtapes on Spotify today.
And there's a lot more, but I think He chose the top 30,
yeah,
of different arcs and different eras.
Wow.
Guys, why? Fun stuff is serious stuff. Why not? It's the Bass God.
Spotify's his place, man.
How you question the Bass God, you?
I'm not questioning. I'm live just asking air. Why.
That's rude.
Hey, man, we in New York, man. Shouts out to A Boogie.
Fact. That was a good one. I like that one. That was a good one.
I'm just joking, though. I'm just joking. I like the. We need to protect Lil B, like Travis Scott said. Seriously, you don't get any points for beating up Lil B
at all. All right, so let's transition into the real thing, which I kind of transitioned out.
Wait, what?
The album.
No. What did you say?
No, let's transition into the real topic.
Oh man! All right, let's give this a little preface first, okay? Jermaine Cole, 2 years ago, he dropped For Your Eyes Only. And, you know, the critiques and the criticism that have plagued J. Cole throughout his career, I understood why when I listened to For Your Eyes Only. Because it was napkin music. It was very boring, in my opinion. It was the first ever, like, hip-hop elevator music. It was that boring. This man sung about folding clothes and drinking almond milk and you know, and a lot of it was very boring.
We definitely had an episode about this.
We definitely did.
When it came out.
We definitely did.
So.
And I was very disappointed because unlike Bastion, I really like 2014 Forest Hill Drive. Yeah. I really did. That can be a classic. I think that can be considered one of a classic.
So my background in J. Cole is back then when he came out with the mixtape, the warm up with the hit single "Lights Please," which got him signed to Roc Nation. I had a lot of faith in J. Cole because
you thought he was going to be better than Kanye,
which is fine.
Which is your fault, I feel.
No, but that's what. Okay, during that time was the internet age where everybody and their moms had a hip hop blog site, right? The way they were promoting him. And the way they talked about him, like he makes his own beats, he samples, he raps, he could do everything, which he did extremely well at the time. You understand? So, in my opinion, someone that's been listening to Kanye around like 2003 and 2008, it's like, all right, I need to listen to someone else because Graduation came out and it was great. But like I said, been saying for the past few years, it's not my favorite album. So, like, something needs to, like, someone needs to take over.
Can I cut in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you look at Tyler, the Creator, the same way?
No, I looked at Tyler, Creator's... it's more like teenage angst because when I was listening to him, I was 16.
Okay.
So that's what I got from him. Okay. What I got from J. Cole's like, oh, it's hip-hop. It's like 8th grade, so I'm like, hip-hop.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
The reason why I compare the two because, you know, both really love Kanye.
Yeah.
Both write their own music. Both create their own beats. Both, you know, both are just creators like Kanye. So,
but it's how he chopped the samples. Okay. That's what makes J. Cole a little bit closer to Kanye at the time and song topic.
Okay.
Tyler at the time was very edgy, had different characters he was going for, which don't exist now. Like, he would never talk about Wolf Haley and Tron Cat. But that's my take on J. Cole. I just thought he would come up with something better. Something more modern, like postmodern. That's the term I keep using describing how I like my music. Instead, I got something laid back, boring, repetitive, uninteresting.
Kind of like Nas.
You know, and... yo, Kanye West is producing Nas's next album, so... You know. Anyways...
Got something to say, Mike?
That Nas thing kind of threw me off. But everything that you said, I agreed with you. I like evolution. I like evolution in like my artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the albums that Mr. Cole has been releasing in the past couple of his last four were pretty similar to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like you said, I think Forest Hills Drive was his best out of those four, though.
Because I liked his first album. Don't get me wrong. I guess it took a long time to come out. So I don't blame him. It sounded the way it did.
I hated his first album, especially that workout song.
He let Nas down.
No, second album was Born Sinner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the one before that was Workout, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one with Workout, bro.
Yeah, and that's when he made that
and
song.
Can't Get Enough, yeah, yeah.
He let Nas down when he said, I let Nas down.
Yes.
Because when Workout came, I'm like, what is this?
What the hell is this?
I was like, what is this? This doesn't sound like J. Cole.
420, J. Cole...
You're right. Yeah, I let Nas down was in Born Center. Yeah,
I know I'm right. Thank you very much, sir. But anyways, KOD dropped last week, 420. We didn't know this would happen. J. Cole just went on Twitter one day, be like, yo, I got an album coming out this Friday. And Twitter went into storm. I was excited because I knew this album would be better than For Your Eyes Only. It can't get any worse. And what I got, to be honest, I like the album. I'm not going to lie. I really like this album.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I think it had a weak start but a strong finish. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I got from it. There's a lot of songs that you could listen to it because he doesn't preach. It sounds preachy, but I don't think he's preaching.
Talking to instead of at.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like he's open for a conversation within his own songs, mm-hmm. which I enjoy. Like, I think this is a decent album by J. Cole.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to ratings yet, but a few interesting songs. Off the bat was the single that he's using, ATM.
Canada, Canada, Canada. Yep.
So that's like the hit single that he's using for the album, which I get it. It's a song that makes sense in today's age. That's why I think his album is like it fits today's age on like rappers that just focus on making money, and you know, it's like that Jay-Z line with the Instagram,
right? Money phone.
Yeah.
To me, in my opinion, what's cool about this whole album is the fact that he tried to give us the trap sound, right? But then he incorporated his J. Cole lyrics in it. So he took the same flow and the same cadences, but you know, he was talking really conscious within those trap beats, which is something I enjoyed. And to me, a lot of those tracks that, you know, people don't like, in my opinion, like Photograph, to me, I felt like a lot of those tracks, because it's called KOD and it's a album about like drug awareness and all that stuff, a lot of those tracks sounds like what would happen if you were on drugs. In my opinion, that's what I got from it. So something like the cutoff with Kill Edward, he sounds lean out of his mind, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Same with Photograph. Photograph, when he's talking about the IG models.
That's a good song.
I love it. You said it's off to a bad start.
But don't get me wrong, the hook is boring. I don't like the hook. That's my problem. The song makes sense. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like falling in love with an Instagram model off a picture. You know, that's very common.
Yeah, it is.
not telling your boys that.
Because that's very our generation.
That's very our generation.
But, you know, within the content of the song, a lot of him sounds drugged out of his mind. A lot of it sounds like he might be on lean. Yeah. He might be on perks. He might be on Xans, which is, you know, the hot substances to take nowadays. And so that's what I felt like he was doing. I think he was taking what this generation deems or seems to be cool, and then he flipped it and he reversed it. So that's why I liked it. And then the beats. I like some of the beats. Like one of the beats to me sounded like the Folding Clothes beat with that bass, mm-hmm. but it just sounded like he did it in reverse, sort of like Forbidden Fruit and Neighbors Think I'm Selling Dope.
Yeah.
I know you heard the Kendrick sample, that Kendrick beat, ADHD.
That's his beat. Yeah, no. ADHD is his?
Yeah, he made that.
Oh, I thought it was High Power.
No, well, High Power too and ADHD.
Okay.
I like the album personally. I like 1985. That's my favorite cut off the album.
Everyone likes 1985. Like 1985.
And like how you said earlier, you was like that. Well, Sebastian said earlier how he said that he liked it started up slow, but then it got better towards the end. I agree with that 100% because I was giving food to the homeless on Saturday when the album came out, so I wasn't really like listening to it. I was like, just like breezing through it. I was he's doing trap beats, this and this and that. But then like I went home and like listened to it. I was like, oh, this album is dope.
Let me just talk about the beats for a quick second. As a producer, you know what I mean? None of the beats stuck out to me. Just letting you know. Every beat was fitting for what he was getting lyrically. None of the beats stuck out. So none of the beats stuck out, so it was like very, very boring to me, you know? But his lyrics were able to shine through the very simple beats, which is why it's very easy to listen to. So I think he did that on purpose. So you could focus on what he's saying lyrically, then just like focus on, oh, how hot this beat is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to reference Migos, but Migos got some hot beats, right? Mm-hmm. Like Metro Boomin, shout out to Metro Boomin, because Russ tried to diss producers like him. It's like, no, Metro's been putting a lot of work. But I understand what J. Cole was going for this album. You know, I think he did succeed in what he was trying to present. Like, hey, I think the whole album, it's about social media.
That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
That's a great perspective. I can see it because we are so saturated within this social media age where anyone can be famous, essentially. Anyone has the tools to get clout off of social media and fall in love with Instagram models and cheat. I mean, look at Kevin's Heart.
Yeah.
The video just dropped.
Oh, I didn't check that out
yet. Kevin Hart's in it.
Really?
It was really a song about Kevin Hart's infidelity.
Oh, I know. I knew what it was referring to.
But yeah.
But.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. You want to get into? Well, let's get into one song before you get into the last track. Right. Once an Addict.
Yes.
That was about
referring to his mother.
His mother. I thought that was very interesting because he doesn't refer to his mother as much as he used to, in compared to his mixtape days. Mm. It's like he kind of overshadows. He's much different now. But this is very interesting track. Like, it got a lot, little bit more of his childhood.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it Eminem, but it reminded me sort of what Eminem sort of went through.
Yeah.
In a sense that his mom was constantly on drugs and hurting because, you know, of just heartbreak from men,
mm-hmm.
especially. I think the turning point was when the man that she was seeing got some woman pregnant, so that just tore her up.
Yeah.
It was sort of like the Roxanne Shanté movie where the man that Roxanne Shanté's mom was dealing with just left and took her $25,000.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
That movie scene was depressing.
It was the worst part of that movie. Not because it was a bad scene. It was just like you just felt for him. And so I felt for J. Cole's mom, but, you know.
It kind of made sense why he kind of moved over here to Queens.
Yeah. Yeah. It really did. I understood why you'd want to escape that. But in doing that, you know, he sort of felt conflicted because he just didn't want to leave his mom hanging like that, too, when he knows that she's in this dark time in her life.
Definitely understand. So let's, Mike, let us know how you feel about the track 1985.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I love 1985 because he was just preaching. He was talking about what everybody wants to talk about, and he has the outlet. He has the way to do it. He has the platform to do it. And I just felt like what he was thinking, everybody else is thinking, but they don't want to say it because they feel that it's going to interfere with their money. So I liked it a lot.
Oh yeah, that's good. It'll interfere with the money, so they're not going to diss like the younger up and coming artists.
And that's the problem I have. It wasn't a diss. In my opinion, it really was.
I don't feel like it was a diss either.
Because 1985 is the epitome of this is how you talk to a younger generation. This is how you talk to them instead of talking at them. What Joe Budden did on Everyday Struggle with Lil Yachty, he was talking at him.
Yeah. I feel like he was talking to the wrong person in that conversation. Because Lil Yachty is not really out here doing the same thing that the other younger artists are doing. Like, completely pretending like all the hip-hop from 10 years ago never existed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What Jermaine did was, like, hey, look, I understand what you're doing, but have you ever thought about taking this whole rap thing to a different way?
Yeah.
And watch your mouth. That's all he did.
I felt it was like a story of OJ. When Jay-Z was talking about, like, the money to the air, and it says way more things than spending your money at a strip club. So I felt it was like that. That's why I like this so much.
So, wrapping up, do you see Lil Pump being in Love and Hip Hop in the next 5 years?
A different show, similar to that.
He's 16, man.
So I give the album. 17. So I give the album 6.5 out of 10.
Dang. All right. You know me. I don't do decimals.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards a 6 or a 7 too, man. I ain't gonna lie.
All right.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, you might.
7, because Cardi B had a better album.
Oh.
Cardi B did have a better album. And on that note, that was Black Signful, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you all for tuning in once again. We're going to wait 2 weeks for the whole Avengers thing. We're gonna give y'all some time.
Yeah.
We're going to give y'all some time. And until then, we'll see you again next week. Thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all. And follow us on Spotify now because we can do that.
All right. Peace.
Peace.